It is June 4th, 2015. You are listening to CrossFit Radio broadcast number 384. Welcome, CrossFitters. My name is Justin Judkins, and I am your host for CrossFit Radio. I've got a ton of great news for you. If you are a fan of the show, we're switching things up. Next week's show will be completely different. I don't want to let the entire cat out of the bag, but just let me put it to you this way. Some big surprises are in store. We're changing the format. I think that it's going to be fun to tune in. So don't miss next week's episode. The regionals are over. We now have identified all of the athletes and teams that will be competing at the games for the title of the world's fittest. I have two of those athletes that are coming on tonight's show. They both won their individual regional. I have Emily Abbott coming on. She won the West Regional. I also have Brooke Wells coming on. She won the Central Regional. Emily has been to the games before. We're going to get some insight from her and her training. Brooke, it'll be her first time, so we're going to get some idea as to her mindset heading into the games. First up is going to be Emily. She's from the Canada West region, and she won the West Regional. This will be her second trip to the games, so let's bring Emily onto the show. Emily Abbott, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing just excellent.
You should be after winning the West Regional. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Now, last year you won the Canada West Regional. Was it harder this year since you had another region in there with you?
Yeah, certainly. Like, I think the competition had definitely been upped, and also the hype of regionals had definitely been upped. But in terms of, I guess, how hard it was, I guess I've had another year of training under my belt, and so I felt like I could really handle the volume and the rep scheme, I guess, of this year's competition.
You placed every single event seventh or better, with the exception of event number four. We'll talk about that here in a second. But then You thought that the competition, obviously, did you feel like it lived up to the hype?
Yeah, definitely I did. Like, the competition was stiff, you know, like, there was not a moment where you could just kind of, like, lay back and be like, okay, I can, like, coast through this workout. It was a battle. Each wad was a battle.
You won the region last year. Before that, was that your first year competing?
Yeah, so this is actually my second regional competition. The year before that, when I won, I was just going to the regionals basically with the mindset that it was going to be a fun weekend, it was going to be great experience, and I would kind of figure out what this whole CrossFit world was about. So winning last year was completely unexpected, and I was definitely not ready, competition-wise, training-wise, even mentally, to go into the games right away.
Okay.
So having another year under my belt of training and going into this second regionals, I felt very confident.
Okay. And I wanted to talk to you about your games because, obviously you hadn't been doing CrossFit for very long. You went there, you placed 35th. And is that what you mean by saying you didn't feel like you were mentally and physically prepared for it?
I think mentally I was able to compete because I had, competed at a high level in Canadian basketball, and I had learned from those experiences. But in terms of my skill set, like, it was nowhere near what it should be for like elite games level athlete. Definitely in that respect, I was not ready for the type of skills I was required to do, like a bunch of chest bars right into muscle ups and high volume ring muscle ups. That type of thing.
Okay. So you walked out of the games like I walk out of most of my workouts. I got to work on that. I got to work on that. I got to work on that, right?
Oh, my God. Like, I felt, after the games, I felt like I had only scratched the surface of what I was able to do. And so I just dug really deep for the year, and I trained so, so hard.
So walking out of the games, knowing that you've got a lot of work ahead of you, I mean, that's the mindset. So what does that process look like, and how did you get started with it?
I took a week or so to kind of decompress and just enjoy the rest of my summer a little bit, because I was kind of a stress case leading up to the games, not going to lie. But then after that, I realized that, like, my push-pull strength was terrible. My gymnastics were basically non-existent. So I just kind of surrounded myself with the right people in the right training atmosphere to really start getting this work done. And it's honestly, it was just a ton of strength training and consistency in my gymnastics that really, I think, developed me to become more of like an all-around athlete for CrossFit.
Okay. You've already spoken about this year and how things were even different at the regional because of this year of training and preparation. So heading into the games now, how does the mindset differ this year going into the games versus last year?
Last year, there was definitely like a sense of panic, I guess, going into the games because there was so much I had to catch up on. Not only strength, but skills. I hadn't swam in I don't know how long.
Okay.
And just also being under that pressure of the camera, the lights, people's perception of me. That was definitely, there was so much. It was overwhelming almost to train for the games. This year, besides the obvious things I really need to work at, I feel a lot more confident in my abilities as an athlete. And I'm just ready now maybe to go enjoy the experience a lot more than I did last year, and hopefully place a lot higher and finish workouts and, you know, really display my abilities.
Yeah. You mean finish workouts because you got cut from the last two last year? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Obviously, you've hammered your weaknesses. You've worked on your strength. You've talked about your training atmosphere, and that is at your affiliate CrossFit. Is it Curry Barracks? Is that right?
That's right. That is correct.
Okay. How'd they come up with that name? Is it named after a town?
It's a location. So there's like this old army barracks in Calgary called Curry Barracks, and that's where the gym is.
Okay. So yeah. That there's your atmosphere. I mean, obviously you're training with some other high level competitors, but how does that interaction work? I mean, there you are. You've got specific things you've got to work on. That doesn't fit into what the classes are doing necessarily every single day. Not to mention, your sessions are going to be a lot longer, a lot more intense. You're throwing more into it. How does that work? Do you just go off in the corner and do your own thing?
So I actually have an excellent setup here in Calgary. I coach at CrossFit Sinalta and do a little bit of coaching at CrossFit Curry Barracks. But basically, I just train during the day for a couple hours. So I don't really like to disturb the classes. I don't want to take away from their experience.
Yeah.
So I basically just train during the day or the hours where I'm not going to disturb people in class.
So when you're training, they do not have classes going on then?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Do you ever jump into the group WOD?
Yes, actually, it's so funny you say that because today I did. I just jumped into a class and did the jack with them.
Okay.
20-minute AMRAP, and it was so much fun just, you know, getting a sweat on, just moving, listening to good music, being around other people. It was so much fun to work out in that atmosphere, so I definitely really miss that whole aspect of CrossFit for sure.
So do you typically work out by yourself then?
Yes, typically.
Okay, all right. And do you find, because I've talked to some athletes that say, hey, that doesn't set me up for competitions. I need to be pushed in my daily workout. I need to be able to look over and see somebody that's going maybe even a couple reps ahead of me. And they feel like that prepares them better for a competition. But have you found that training by yourself sets you up better for a competition?
Well, so I guess in terms of training by myself, like there'll be times where like the CrossFit Curry Barracks competitive program, they're coming in kind of midday to train, so I'm kind of talking with them, doing my own thing. And then other times I get I get Chelsea Miller, a West competitor, to come train with me. But I find that like the discipline I need to have to get the work done by myself makes me push that much harder and makes me accountable to myself because I can't take a break just because I'm by myself. I have to learn how to be alone, how to push hard and be uncomfortable when I don't have that audience, when I don't have other people pushing me.
Well, it sounds like it's obviously working to come in and win the West
maybe,
Regional.
Or maybe I'm just going insane. I don't know.
Two first place finishes, a third place, a sixth and a seventh, and then, of course, a second and an 18th place. So out of seven events, you're doing something right. Let's put it that way. Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
We'll see you at the games.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, Emily. Congratulations. Good luck at the games. My next guest, a relative newcomer to the sport of CrossFit. She's been CrossFitting for a little while. However, she made her regional debut just last weekend, stormed in, and won the entire event above names like Stacy Tovar and Elizabeth Akinwale. So that is definitely saying something. She's not only that, but she's only 19. If that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what does. So let's bring Brooke onto the show. Brooke Wells, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming on. How are things?
Great. I mean, I'm recovering, getting back into training. It's been fun not having to do the regional workouts over and over.
How many times did you practice those regional workouts?
I probably did them about twice, but I did variations of them for 3 weeks.
Okay.
So a lot of times.
Were you glad that your weekend was last instead of first?
Kinda. I mean, it would have been nice to not have to practice them so much, but it was nice also to practice them, so I knew what I was getting ready for.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on a huge weekend. I mean, you came in one of the toughest regionals, beating names like Stacy Tovar, Elizabeth Akinwale, Lindy Barber. I mean, some huge names. We'll talk about Julie Fouché in a minute, but congratulations. How does that feel to walk out of there in first place?
Thank you. It's incredible. I honestly didn't expect it at all. I mainly went in there just to have fun and take it all in since it was my first year. And then, I mean, after the second day, that's what I kind of knew. Like, I wanted to win. And so it was an awesome experience.
So you didn't necessarily go in to the regional saying, okay, I am going to go to the games this year, come hell or high water?
Honestly, no. I mean, of course, in the back of my mind, I've wanted to do that so bad. It's always been one of my goals. But, I mean, that was more of a future thing that I was looking forward to. This year, I mean, I just wanted to go and enjoy the experience, and it turned into making it to the games, which was incredible.
You just kind of crashed onto the scenes. I was doing some research on you to see where you placed last year at the regionals, and you didn't go to the regionals last year. So first year at regionals, for the listeners, who are you and where did you come from?
Well, I started CrossFit about 3 years ago, and I just went to the classes and stuff for about 2 years. And then last year, I actually went to regionals, but I went with a team.
Okay.
I qualified to go individually, but it being my first year, I was like wanting to go with a team because I would be more calm about it. And so I went to regionals with a team. We placed fifth overall. And then after that, I realized that I wanted to go individual next year. So I started training really hard. And so I've been in CrossFit for about 3 years, but I've really been training hard for a little over a year.
I mean, I'm blown away. You're really 19?
Yes, I'm 19.
So what did you do growing up? I mean, gymnastics background? Do you have a weightlifting background?
I actually never lifted weights. I was a gymnast from being little until I quit my freshman year in high school, and I went over to do track. Started track freshman year until senior year, and I just did gymnastics and track, no weightlifting, but I think gymnastics was an awesome background.
Oh, yeah.
First CrossFit.
You really made a statement in that first event. Obviously, you won event number one, smashed Randy, and then you hit Tommy V, 26th place, but then you stormed back with two fourth-place finishes on events three and four, respectively, and then took third in event five. And then even bettered that by event number six, you placed second. So after event two, you had just placed 26th. Obviously, you had dropped down in the rankings. What were you thinking coming back to event number three?
I knew event number 2 and event number 7 were not good events for me. So, especially before event 7, I decided, like, I have got to make some wiggle room for me so I can play slower for the last one. So, I mean, I guess I put a lot of pressure on myself to do really well in other events so that it would make up for the ones that I knew I wouldn't do good in. And so I actually surprised myself on event 3. I didn't expect to place that high on event 3, but it worked out.
Do you like the longer events?
I wouldn't say I like them, but I don't think I struggle with them. So it's okay. Like, it's definitely my favorite workouts are sprints or ones with heavy weights. So
okay.
That's not my thing at all.
Okay. So the last event, event number 7, was a sprint, and it did involve heavy weights. Was it the muscle-ups that held you up on that one? Because you placed 29th.
Yes. For some reason, with my gymnastics background, everything gymnastics, like, involved is pretty easy for me. But then when it comes to muscle-ups, it goes missing. So I don't know. Muscle-ups is one of my biggest weaknesses. And when I saw that event, I actually thought it was 5 cleans at each weight, so I was, like, really excited about it, because I was, like, I can make up for my muscle-ups somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, if my muscle-ups were better, that would have been so much fun.
So you identified something to work on between now and the end of July when you go to the games, because I dare say you're going to see muscle-ups at the games, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're competing right next to Julie Fouché. She had that terrible injury in event number 3. What was the feeling there as you and the other competitors watched her compete for the rest of the competition?
I mean, it was so inspiring. Like, I don't know any athletes that would go out there with a torn Achilles and try to finish competing. I didn't hate it to watch it, because I had trained with her for regionals, and, like, we have the same coach, so I see all the work that she puts in, and, like, watching all of that just, like, be gone within one event, it was really, I didn't like seeing it, but, I mean, she had an awesome attitude about it, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome to watch.
What a competitor. She still did really well even after she was injured. Do you think that you would have beaten her if she was healthy?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think she would have definitely taken first from the region. I think she definitely had a shot at winning the game.
You've got about a month and a half. Obviously, your coach knows how to get you ready for the games, so he's got a game plan in mind. But the one thing that I've seen year in and year out from ladies and men that are there at the games for the first time is they're so, I don't want to say overwhelmed by the experience, but, I mean, here they are. They're working out. They're competing right next to all the big names in CrossFit. There's, you know, media everywhere. There's lots of pressure, lots of hype. It's all on the line. And I think that a lot of first-time CrossFit Games athletes don't do as well as they normally could have if they were just working out at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of everything that's going on. Have you thought about that? And if so, what are you going to do to combat that to make sure that this first time you do as well as you possibly can?
Well, I mean, I know the game is way crazier than regionals, but it was my first regionals experience as well, which is pretty crazy. And I think there's two things I always think of before I go, and one of them is my coach, Doug, before every time I compete, he's like, close your eyes, watch yourself make the lift, or, like, watch yourself do well in the workout, and remember to stay calm and aggressive. So every time before I step on, like, calm and aggressive. And then I also just say a prayer before I go out each time, and that always makes me a lot calmer.
Right on. I like that. And I'm really looking forward to watching you compete this year. I think it's going to be tons of fun watching you. And congratulations on all that you've accomplished so far. Being 19, man, you have a huge future in the sport, and I'm excited to see it.
Thank you.
Brooke, thanks for being on the show. Sure, appreciate you coming on. We'll have to check in with you later on, maybe after the games. Does that sound cool?
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
Congratulations, Brooke. Great job. Good luck at the games. And that's our show for tonight. Thanks for joining me on CrossFit Radio. Of course, I want to thank Greg, Savon, Mike, Leaf, Tyson, Kara, Ben, all of HQ for letting me do what I love to do. If you have an idea for the show, please send it to me at justin@crossfit.com. Remember, next week is going to be an entirely different show in a different format. I think you're really going to dig it. So I'll see you next week. Hit your workouts hard. Say hello to Pukey for me, and God bless the troops.